It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So the film festival starts on Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when my life ends. Cameron Bailey, co-director of the Toronto International Film Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Great to be back.
So people want to know two things. One, who's coming to town? And two, how can they see them? That's the big question, right?
A lot of people are coming to town, including Will Smith, who I'm really excited about because he never comes to film festivals.
Yeah.
He's making one appearance only this coming Sunday, September 9th, 1:30 p.m. at Roy Thompson Hall for a documentary that he's not even in, but he's supporting this film. It's called Free Angela, but Angela Davis, the 60s radical. Great movie, great documentary. He and Jada will be there on the red carpet. So that's how you see movie stars.
Now, the question is, and I have money on this, as it is right now, Kristen Stewart says she's coming to Toronto. I have money that says she's not going to show.
How much money?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I need to see, like, I need an email confirmation that when she's boarded a plane.
All right, let me get you her text number. You can just message her right now.
But with somebody like that, this will really be, her first public appearance since all that went down.
You know, I hope people come out to see the movie. There's been all this drama in her life.
Yeah.
All read about it, but she gives a great performance in this film. It's called On the Road by Walter Salles. It's based on the book.
And it's her life dream, this movie.
Yeah, and it's the kind of role we have never seen her do before. So I hope people check out the film.
I hope she shows. What do you hear? Is she going to show up or is she not going to show up?
I hear she's going to show, but, you know.
Yeah, all right.
A couple weeks ago, there was a rumor going around that Kanye and Jay-Z were going to show up.
That was a weird rumor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know what that was? It was tied into the same Will Smith movie because people thought that he was supporting the Watch the Throne documentary. It's actually another documentary, the Angela Davis one, that he's coming. Know nothing about Kanye and Jay-Z.
Okay, is that Watch the Throne documentary going to be shown at TIFF this year?
No, it's not part of the festival.
It's like when somebody dies on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's like when Bill Nye Science Guy died last week on Twitter. It just didn't happen.
Don't trust everything you read on Twitter.
Can people go and see movies? Because for a lot of part, the festival, it almost seems like the kind of thing that you need to have done it before in order to do it again. It's a very hard thing to jump in having never gone to movies during the festival
before. If you're going to do it full on and see 30, 40 movies, it's complicated. You need to plan. But if you just want to see one or two movies, just get a taste of it.
Yeah.
Very easy. TIFF.net, or we've got a phone line as well. You can just essentially just go on, check out one of the movies you want to see. There's lots of tickets still available. The Will Smith one, for instance, Free Angela, that's still available. Dangerous Liaisons with Zhang Ziyi, the great Chinese star from Crouching Tiger, that's still available. So it's very easy to just pop in, check it out. And if you even just want to take part in the red carpets and the fan frenzy, you can do that too.
What about some of the big movies that people are talking about, like Argo or Looper or one I didn't even know was showing at TIFF until I saw it on television last night. Advertising was Hotel Transylvania.
That's right, yeah. There are tickets for some of those, absolutely everyone, but the best thing to do is go on the website, check out the films you want to see, and just see what's available.
Cameron Bailey from the Toronto National Film Festival is here. What's going to be the movie? Because over the years, Toronto has had an incredible track record for launching the movie that goes on to dominate award season. Is there that movie this year?
Absolutely.
What is it?
No idea. I can't tell you what it is, but I'm almost certain that it's there. I think the audience will determine it. By the end of the festival, they'll tell you what the buzz feel is.
Yeah, because nobody knew Slumdog was going to be that movie.
That's right. King's Speech, nobody knew.
Nobody
that
knew King's Speech was going to be that movie.
Yeah, there's
8 Mile. Remember when 8 Mile showed?
That's right.
Yeah.
Here in Toronto? A few years ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
One of the movies that actually started that whole Oscar trend, American Beauty, which is very
Beauty.
Cool.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Jason Reitman, director
That's what
of
Juno, I heard.
Is doing
yeah.
a live read of that screenplay on the first Thursday, on September 6th, this coming Thursday at the festival, and he's bringing in some actors from the U.S., and they're going to do a live read of American Beauty on stage for the audience at the Ryerson.
That's one of the cool. American Beauty, for me, is one of the reasons I love the Toronto Film Festival. Years ago, it was one of my first years covering the festival. I went into a movie where I was just waiting in line with a bunch of other producers and reporters, went in and sat down. I had no idea what the movie was. I had no idea who was in it. I didn't even know what it was called. And it was American Beauty. And when the movie finished, we all just sort of looked around the room going, I think we've all just seen the greatest movie we've ever seen in our lives. You know, because nobody knew what it was.
And such a surprise.
And
right?
such a surprise, yeah. But that's the greatest thing. Anyway, so the website again is what?
TIFF.net. I'd also say go on to Twitter. The hashtag TIFF12 is the one where you'll see all the information on.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Cameron Bailey, thank you so much for joining us on Kiss 92.5 again.
Thank you.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.